Tennessee author Anne Walling wanted to tell the story of her family's history, and like many American stories, Walling's was about slavery. Her relatives in Mississippi had owned slaves, and when Walling herself was growing up in the Jim Crow South, the family had black servants who were allowed into the house through the back door only. Walling's book Sunday Dinner grapples with these painful family truths, but as Emily Siner from Here and Now contributor WPLN in Nashville reports, Anne Walling recently met someone who changed her perspective even more.
Anne Walling has a haunting old family photograph. It's of her as a baby in the 1940s, held in the lap of an African-American woman. That woman is Mary Scott, and she worked for Walling's great-grandmother for decades, originally as a slave.
For her fifth birthday in 1857, my great-grandmother, Georgia Taylor Allen, received a gift from her father, a five-year-old human being.
While Anne was writing this book about her family, her cousin approached her.
He asked me if I knew anything about the descendants of any of the African-Americans that had worked for the family, and I said, no, do you?
A few months later, after the book was finished, he ended up getting in touch with Mary's triple-great-granddaughter, Andrea Scott. She lives in Georgia.
I don't know, it was just kind of weird. And my brother was like, well, what do they want? I was like, I don't know. Slave and slave owners and, you know, a lot of white people, they ain't trying to touch that.
At first, Andrea agreed to talk to Anne by phone. And then Anne sent her the book and that old family photo with Mary Scott. Here's Anne reading an email she got from Andrea a few days later.
Ms. Walling, thank you so much for the book. I received it in the mail today. I hurriedly turned to the pages where I could, along with the rest of the world, see my great-great-great-grandmother, finally, as a human being. I'm not sure how long I stared at that picture, holding a baby that clearly was of no relation to her, but probably no one thought of one simple picture of her holding her own grandbaby.
Anne looks up from the email.
It was hard for me to read it for a long time without getting choked up. Just the light bulb clarity that I could never see before, that she's holding the wrong baby.
And even though it was hard for Andrea to see this photo, she also felt grateful.
Because now I have names, and I have a picture, you know, pictures, and I have an inside perspective from someone who lived with my great-great-grandmother.
She says before all this, she didn't even know Mary Scott existed. Her family didn't have the luxury of a well-documented family history. So when Anne invited her to meet in person at her farm in Tennessee, Andrea said yes.
I just felt I owed it to my grandmother. Like, why would I not take the opportunity to be her voice? Let's go ahead and talk to Miss George's granddaughter.
The conversation they had touched on heavy topics. Police shootings, the Confederate flag, the legacy of slavery in the South. Andrea says she thinks Mary Scott would have been happy to see her and Anne building a friendship as equals.
With this situation, she'd be proud. Society, she'd probably be more or less like, the more things change, the more they stay the same.
At a recent book signing in Nashville for Sunday Dinner, it wasn't just Anne Walling who read an excerpt. Andrea Scott read an essay of her own. And when readers came up with a copy of the book, they asked both women to sign it. For Here and Now, I'm Emily Siner in Nashville.